Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Casual Tempo Podcast, episode 50, and I'm your host, Marilee Duffy. At the Casual Tempo, our mission is to discover our connection to the unseen world of spirit and how that empowers us to know our true selves. Want to support our journey? Subscribe and leave a star review on your favorite podcast platform. You can also donate via our Red Circle page linked in the show notes below. We love hearing from you, so visit casualtempo.com to share your thoughts. Join our mailing list for a chance to win a free aura reading with me, Marilee. We pick a winner every month, and your name stays in until you win. I'm so excited to share our guest, Dr. Charnel Wolverton-Sehone, with you all. We had such a thought-provoking discussion. Dr. Charnel is a naturopathic doctor, author, and speaker renowned for her work in quantum science, linguistics, and spirituality. We covered a lot of areas in our discussion, such as the power of words in creating a happier, healthier you, and then how to break free from those negative cycles we find ourselves spinning in. Dr. Charnel shares a wonderful quote, "Authenticity is the highest form of unconditional love." So we can all fully embrace who we actually are. So step into the Casual Tempo, where the extraordinary is our ordinary. Well, welcome to the Casual Tempo. We've got an amazing episode for you today with our special guest, the incredible Dr. Charnel Wolverton-Sehone. Dr. Charnel is a trailblazing naturopathic doctor, author, and speaker as the founder of drcharnel.com. And the YouTube channel True TV. She guides individuals towards truth and wholeness in mind, body, and spirit. Her journey takes her over 44 countries, sharing her wisdom through speaking engagements and 5 insightful books, including The Science of Miracles. Today, Dr. Charnel integrates her expertise as a naturopathic doctor, quantum scientist, linguist, and theologian into a unified language of miracles, inspiring countless individuals worldwide. Dr. Charnel, I'm so excited to have you on the Casual Tempo.
I'm so happy to be with you. And I love your name is Marilee. Yes. I love like it's so happy. And I'm sure you embody that. I already see people that are like perfectly aligned. Yeah.
That's right. They show up quite a bit. That's true.
Awesome.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Well, you know, we kind of just start at whatever you consider the beginning of your current path. So if you want to kind of lead us down that way, that'd be great.
Yeah, I am definitely in process. You know, it's like, how do you say where you started whenever you're still in process?
That's true.
But yeah, I love to do all the things, with imagination activation. I love mapping. I love the super natural, which should be natural. Mm-hmm. I love directing people to remember their best and their highest timelines. So we're not like wasting precious investments with not just time, but thought, emotions, you know, embodying all the wrong programs that get us right back where we started, usually, you know, in those negative, like I say negative patterns, maybe more like annoying patterns, because the patterns, although they feel negative, aren't always, they're not meant to be negative. They're meant to be like a gift to give us the opportunity for a new choice. And I spent a good part of my life, feeling stuck and sort of in an energetic purgatory and just feeling like what the hell? And once I got the tools and really had that aha, and used the tools that we all have, everybody, all of us, I was able to reverse engineer everything from, really serious health issues to pretty terrible choices and or settling in relationships. And even in my purpose, in my mission, I had not understood yet that we create and we get to be whoever we choose in this season of dot that we're here, So yeah, I like to spend time helping people to kind of take back the driver's seat and remember how they get to do it too. And it's not like we have to, but we get to. And I use a lot of different tools. I love, like you mentioned, language, conscious language, words. I'm obsessed with etymology and the meaning of words and how we can embody that. And I really love visualization, imagination. The word imagination means to image a nation. And we are not only imaging nations on a collective, but our own little kingdom here. This is my kingdom and this is my kingdom, this aura, this field. And this field is made up of all the things we're talking about, feeling, everything we're saying, everything we're thinking. It's also a projection of ourselves, our ancestral DNA, our, we have quite a bit of a makeup here, and that is not only radiating, but it's also magnetizing. So we're constantly in this torrid of pushing out and receiving. And I like helping people remember how to receive joy and fun and ease and abundance and prosperity and health and divine partnerships, like actual partnerships, not just relationships that are more take. Even when we were talking about the word collab before we got on, a lot of people throw that word around. And as you and I both know, doing podcasts and interviews, not everybody is truly a partner in collaboration, and they're just there to, get whatever they can. And it is what it is, and people are where they're at, and then also where we're at too. So that's what we get to do.
Oh, I love it. Yes. Gosh, and I'm just because you have your Flower of Life necklace symbol on, which I love.
Oh,
It's like my favorite symbol. I actually have a very large Flower of Life wooden sculpture in my living room because it does symbolize exactly what you're talking about. It's sort of like you is the center, but you're also part of a whole, and that move, it's part of different wholes and different groupings. And I love that you're wearing that, and what you're talking about says a lot to that sort of symbol. So I love it.
you're gonna have to send me a picture because
Yes.
I'm all about it.
I will send it to you. And so with your journey and your path, did you have any support or guidance, or was it all like your own self-study?
That's such a great question. I had a lot of guidance as far as outside people that I put way too much weight on. The older that I'm getting, the more I am remembering that everything is already here inside. I've been very fortunate to have brilliant, amazing teachers in my life. I worked with a man named Bob Jones, who is one of the most clairvoyant visionaries on the planet. He actually passed Valentine's Day years ago, and just, oh man, some like wow. John Paul Jackson is another person that I worked with, Kim Clement. Yeah, and more recently, I worked with a man named Dr. Gary Young, who taught a lot on frequency, but way more on the spirituality of like plant medicine, plants, oils, and how they work with your body, how they're here for us, from God to us, with us. And Dr. David Stewart, who wrote Healing Oils of the Bible, he was a quantum physicist and a chemist. But yeah, my most recent and probably most influential teacher to date would be Robert Tennyson Stevens, who just passed a year ago. And he was very hands-on, more than maybe anyone I've ever worked with. And he really gave me a lot, and also would never let me lean on him in a codependent dance at all. Like if I call, he was the only person actually who was like that too. Like if I needed something or I had a question, I would call and say, "Hey, what about blah blah blah?" And he would say, "Never, ever, ever ask me anything. Your heart always knows." And it was like, it hurt my feelings at first, and it sort of startled me a little bit. I never, that's the first time anyone told me that, except for maybe my dad, whenever I'd be like, "How do you spell rhinoceros?" And he'd be like, "Look it up, you know." That's kind of reminded me of it. It was like, you already know, why are you asking me? And so sometimes I would have to say, "Can I have permission to speak freely?" And like really get his expertise and maybe something he already walked through. But he would always preface it with like, "Well, in my experience, this is what happened, but that doesn't mean this is going to be your experience." And I appreciate that more and more every day. And now he is transitioned, and we're having a different experience. I'm remembering how to be with people in a different way through a lot of different loss over the years, and remembering how to be in that flower of life without the 3D. It's been one of the most powerful, and it's sad, but powerful times as far as a lot of people in my life that have left the planet in the last couple of years. And we had six that left last January, and all immediate family members. And I'm remembering a lot, and also they're still here, and I had never really played with that before, until I guess it took that for me to get into that space of integrating that, again, the flower of life. Like you said that so beautifully, and I've not ever thought about that until you just brought that to my attention. Us being in the center and the whole, like, wow, that's like so deep. And thank you for giving me that gift that makes it even more personal. This is actually, he has one, and that's why I started wearing it. I never take it because of Bob. But yeah, what about you? Who are your teachers?
Oh gosh. Oh my goodness. If anybody's actually asked me that before. I've had a lot of and a lot of them are, authors. I haven't learned necessarily directly. The first thing that comes to mind is oh gosh, Eckhart Tolle. Years ago, I know, blew my mind with the whole awareness thing. I never tapped into that. And so that was when, he walks you through it in such a gentle way that it's not beating you over the head, or, he's just telling you stories about his life. And then you're like, oh yeah, there is something there. What is that? And sort of exploring that for, gosh, that was in like 2012. So that's kind of where it really, yeah. So it started a while ago, but, my whole story is like, just grew up in a sort of Catholic household. And then sort of deviated away from that and just kind of bopped around with different ideas of spirituality and that sort of thing. So I'd say Eckhart Tolle, and then maybe more recently, Well, I guess it's not recent anymore. 2017, I had a Kundalini yoga teacher. His name was Sada Simran, and he passed in 2020 from COVID. But he just taught me a lot about how to be just really open and in touch with your body, which is huge, so huge. And not relying on him. He's like, I'm not a teacher. I'm not a, or he's like, I'm not a guru. I'm just a yogi like you practicing, and we're all yogis practicing, which is a huge thing, especially in an, if you think about the yoga community as like what we know in the West, it isn't really like that. So he kind of just like broke my mind. Like, oh wow, it can be different, So those are two that kind of come to mind. And then I have a lot of
Was
really
he
good
local
friends.
to you?
I'm sorry.
Was he local to you? Like, in
Yeah, he was in
you got
Seattle
to
here.
be in person with this. Wow.
Yes, amazing. So it was really wonderful. And I would say my friend Denny Poisson, he is a YouTuber.
Oh,
He,
heard that out.
yes, he talks about magical books and texts.
Jenny Masson, how do you spell that?
Oh, Denny. So it's like Dennis, Denny,
Okay.
Dennis, or is it one N? I can't remember. And Poisson, so it's French, Poisson.
Check it out.
Yeah, his YouTube channel is Foolish Fish, so that's maybe a little easier. Foolish Fish. But yeah, he talks a lot about, I mean, just magic in general. And 2020 was like my magic year. So yeah, like all sorts of stuff. And so he really helped in that path. I don't think I ever told him that. I should probably tell him. He's like part of sort of the people in my life that I look to is, yeah, you kind of led me down a really path, but in a gentle way, right? I don't like being beat over the head with how to be. And all these people that I named, I feel like guide you, but not in a way that do it exactly the way I did it. And I think your friend Bob sounds a lot like that. And so that's really cool.
Like, what's really cool about the internet and books and media in general is we used to study the prophets for years and years in person, breathing, walking, eating, breaking bread. And there was that transfer of energy. Like, literally, our fields are transferable. But
Yes.
we experienced that on the internet too. Just as, I mean, some of my best coaches I've never even met and probably don't even know that they were coaching me or that they were my teachers. But you're right, like that's really big. And then I wanted to mention too with Elkhart. Did I say that right? Is that his name? Elkhart. It's such a different name. But he's one of the highest measuring people I've ever measured on scalar waves. Like, the average biofield is like 4 to 5 feet. His is 20 freaking feet out.
What?
Meaning, I mean, I've never seen him in person, although I would love to.
Oh, of course, yes.
But
Yeah.
meaning when he walks into a room, like those who are aware and who have that normal, I mean, even the average person would feel it if he walked in because he's that, like his field is so strong and big. Like he carries love in such a way that's just insane.
Right.
But yeah, he's way up there on the scalar waves. And like ours are normally 4 to 5 feet. Animals are a bit bigger because they have no judgments, or they just have discernment and love and unconditional everything. Plants
Yeah.
have it. The Schumann resonance of the earth has its own. But like horses are like 350, and I mean, they pick up when we're way far away. Like dolphins are unmeasurable. They are just like completely mystical beings.
Wow.
But yeah, that when you were bringing up that, I thought to mention those two things about how coaches or teachers can be transferable, like just by listening to the voice and the rhythm. And even if you don't see visually, although I am really visual, I'm like, I love seeing, but hearing is the entrainment of that is like interesting. I'm on this kick right now where I couldn't listen to Bob, my teacher, for a while because it just made me so sad that he's gone. And then I could listen to him, and now I can even watch him. And I'm pretty much, if I'm not having to pay attention, I literally have him playing all the time, like constantly right now. That's just where I'm at. And it's so weird. I'll have a question and I'll be doing something, and then I'll go, oh yeah, let me go hit play. And he'll freaking answer the question of what I was just asking. And it happens over and over and over. It's like literally he's in my brain, like talking to me. And it's again playing with this new reality of there is no death, you know? Anyway, sorry, I just had to.
That it is something, especially since you had a lot of folks in your life transition so recently. It's like, of course, it's on your mind. Makes a lot of sense. And really thinking about how you have keep that conversation and that relationship going, it's a new skill to learn.
I didn't even know it was a skill, dude. Like, I honestly didn't. I just thought I was, a matter of fact, I posted something about the veil being so thin, and I did this video about this girl I know that see, I mean, she's 6 years old and she would see dead people and like literally as plain as day, and she would tell you how they died. I mean, one time she talked about trash baby, and I was like, why are you calling him trash baby? And she said that the baby, somebody threw this baby in the trash, and it died in the trash can. And she would talk about another one, Michael, that died in a red car in a car accident on so and so street or whatever. And we would Google and we would find like proof that she was talking, she could see the, I mean, she was sick. She's not making up stuff like this. But anyway, I posted something about this girl, and somebody posted today, right before I got on, they were like, read the Bible. Those, because she had saw my children who had passed, and I was, you know, talking about it or whatever. And they're like, oh, read the Bible. The Bible tells you what happens after death. Those are not your children. You know, and basically like scolding me
Oh
publicly.
gosh.
And I was just like, it's okay. I used to think that way too. You know?
Until you get more experiences and then you're like, I don't know if that was the whole picture there, sometimes I feel like those people aren't sure themselves and they feel like they need to convince other people because they can't really convince themselves. That's what I think all that is, personally.
Yeah, I mean, no one can approve of you. No one can endorse. Well, I mean, I guess they can, but we have already been conceived. We were conceived at the initiation of birth. And what else, what other stamp of approval do we need? You know, if anyone knew like the resistance involved and just to get here, you know, I think that was my biggest. Like, I had an eating disorder for 17 years, and I read this book by Ogmandito about all of the reasons why you won't be here, and like just the physical, chemical, everything to actually cause a birth to happen. And even now, it's worse, like because of all the chemtrails and all the stuff and the chemicals, you know, there's a lot of depopulation programs to just make it so no one makes it, you know. So that was really eye-opening to me to be like, wow, I'm here for something, you know, all here for something. And it changed me from wanting to not be here anymore to being really appreciative for being here, you know, having appreciation. And when we have appreciation, we're appreciating, meaning going up in appreciation and gratitude and abundance and prosperity and all things.
Oh gosh, so many things there. The f first thing when you I've seen some of your interviews and it's really great because you break down words and like you just did, like appreciation. Like I always think of that in terms of like my retirement portfolio. You know what I mean? Which is ridiculous. But the your combining it with like actual like emotional appreciation, you know, not like your physical material appreciation, right? So that's fascinating to like really think about the words that we use. So I know we're going to talk about that because you have such a great breakdown of the words we use. And the other thing was you had mentioned it, but like your friend Bob, he had not given you the permission, but was like, trust yourself, like you know what the answer is already. And your dad to an extent, right? You already know what the answer is. And I think a lot of us are conditioned, especially in our current Western world, we're conditioned like we don't know the answer. We have to have an outside source tell us what the answer is, or somebody else is an expert. We're not the expert. That crazy?
There is no better expert than you, bro. Like, you are the voice. You are, and knowing, like, yeah, no one can tell you how to do you more than you. You're the one for you. And what's so crazy is we could both live in the same house. We could be sisters, and like you have a whole different thing than me, and it's totally fine. Like, we don't, like, maybe you can get tattoos and I can't, or I can drink soda and you can't, or, you know, it's like the voice knows. And who is the voice? Like, interesting. You know, because going back to Tolle, right? That was big for me when he was talking about in the beginning how he was just in the car. I think he was in the car one day and all of a sudden he realized there was some other voice talking. He was like, wait, who is that? Is that me? Wait, there's two of us. How did we both get in here?
Yes, it's so fascinating. You're like, what is that? And then you, yeah, what's the journey after that, figuring that out? And oh, yeah, definitely, you know, one of the things you wrote a whole book on miracles, and the way you described sort of even getting here and being in, you know, we're all together, we're embodied, like that's a miracle in a lot of ways, like all the things that have to happen. So can you know, can you define a miracle? That's such a
Yeah.
lift. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm gonna have to dig into this yoga thing
Oh, sure.
because when you said that, like you are so freaking deep, man. I don't even know how I got to be with you today, but we must have created it. But this temple, you know, this earth suit, we don't always take the best care of it. But you're giving me a lot more to consider when you were talking about your yogi and the depth of the body and like how we even got in here to this thing, you know, and how it's like our space suit because we're literally in space.
Right.
On, I mean, we're on Earth, but Earth is in space and like our cars are our spaceships. Like we're just here, but yeah, miracles in general, this should be normal. We have technology that create. We are creatures that create. We're in the image of source code, universe, God, whatever. I don't know what people call this thing, frequency, sound. You know, in the beginning, there was the word. When you talk about words, and that word is just sound. You know, and ancient texts talk about we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against these principalities and, you know, whatever. And it's like that word wrestle actually just means vibration. We vibrate against and or for and or with people and things all the time. And like you and me, I think, in my opinion, what I made up, we are freaking vibing. Like I vibe with, I love you. Like I don't even know you. And I'm like, dude, I would totally hang out with you. And then there's other people who are like, yeah, you're cool. I'll be over here, you know? Dude who's like mocking me for not believing the Bible, or, you know, and I do believe the Bible, but I'm just saying differently. But we have this just crazy, awesome technology that somebody gave us, and the author and creator of this technology did not give us a playbook on how to use it, you know, or maybe I just missed the book or the chapter, or, you know, but eventually after a lot of like negative patterns over and over and over, which is a gift, because we only get what we are. And I kept getting what I am. And then I realized, oh, I am. This is me. I made this. And
Ooh, yes.
that sucks, you know, but because at the time I was super sick, not healthy, and extremely devoted to being in a very abusive relationship. And I mean committed. I was committed to being abused
Oh, yeah.
in the past. And also very committed to that, what you talked about, relying on an outside force, you know, this codependent dance I was stuck in, whether people or, you know, pastors or teachers or, you know, just waiting for permission. And it was like, dude, you know, God's already given us permission. We are it. This is us. And so when I realized I created all this, I was super upset for a bit and kind of depressed about it because I was like, shit, I made some really crappy stuff right here. But the good news is I could reverse engineer it too, because as quickly and as diligently and as committed as I was to create by default, I could also use conscious awareness and create something really beautiful, and to practice embodying that moment to moment to moment, not just day to day, week to week, every now and then, but with every thought, with every word, with every action.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Living it out and living me out in my best, highest good. And that's what I'm doing now, is looking for every opportunity to attract people like you into my life, to have more community and to find others that are like you, brilliant, shiny, radiant, awesome people like you, and to just have more love. And to ignite Christ consciousness in everyone I contact, and just to live this beautiful life that's here, you know? But yeah, miracles to me are anything. Like, I think a lot of times people think a miracle has to be like you were on a ship and you almost died, and then last minute something happened. For me, miracles are what you and me connecting. Miracles are me getting stuck in traffic, but then a song comes on the radio that gives me a total emotional release that I wouldn't have had if I didn't hear that song. Or turning on the radio and a commercial answering my question, or Bob answering my question, or that constant guidance of me seeking and finding, and me, you know, knock and the door shall be open, and the door always opens in. You know, it's us, and seek and you will find. And what is that whole thing about when the student is ready, the teacher shows up? And you know, this is how our life is with money and abundance as well. Like everything is already here. We are it. It is already inside. It's just like remembering how to get access to it.
Oh, so many, so many things, always so deep, deep, deep. So with that, I know you talk about words and the power of words, especially around like being, right? Being in our bodies, being and living. So what is your perspective on the power of words and how it got you out of the place you were in?
Yeah, I was saying a lot of really negative things about myself, to other people. That's one negative about social media is with a click of a button, you can like bitch and get everyone to agree with you and give energy to it. Gone are the days that if we had a problem, we call a friend that would always empathize or sympathize, I should say. Sympathize meaning agreement, giving power to. I had certain people that if shit went down, I would call because I knew they would bitch with me and we would have like an energetic session of negativity. And it gave me life in a way, and in a bad way. It was a life. It's not the life that I choose now. Now when things happen, I'm very careful who I speak to. And even if it's like an idea or an inspiration or a miracle, I'm very careful who I speak to because if I am inspired or in spirit on an idea and I give it to someone who's gonna take away from that with their doubt, that takes away from the equation and could even like mess with me. Like, psh, you know, you're doing that. It's like, yes, I am. And if there's even a little doubt of me that could agree with that, then that could take away from my faith and or creating power. So, with social media, they're using that to social engineer the planet with music, movies, entertainment, using all of our senses, physically, visually, sound, frequency wise, even the feeling of it, and or getting our feeling into it of how we feel about it. There's even a saying to people like, I felt a kind of way about this. It's like, that's on purpose. Because feeling is the biggest magnet. So when we think about things, that there is a radiation and a magnet. And when we talk about things, there's a radiation and a magnet. But when we feel something, that desire, which is a goal with feelings, that is what really brings it in. So we have to be really careful about how we are feeling or what we're entertaining or entraining with the thoughts and what and who we're talking to, who we're hanging out with. Those transfers are always going on one way or another. And I also have a mantra that only God touches me, only God sees me, only God hears me, only God feels me. And what I mean by that is anywhere I go at any time, if someone's going to talk to me, they're going to only say what God would say or only hear what God would say. Meaning, have you ever like said something and then someone says, well, you said blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, I actually said this. And they heard something completely different. What? So only God hears me, only God feels me, only God talks to me. And that belief or being alive in it, that law, when I decree that and make it a law, because the decree is a law, you can't decree and be like, this is the truth, nothing but the truth. So help me God. When that is my frequency and that is the equation that goes out, guess what? I only get a match to that. And obviously, in whatever I posted with this dude coming back and saying what he did today, there's some sort of doubt in there that allowed him to come show me, hey, this is still here, work on that. But also, I think I responded differently. Because normally I'd be like, yeah, blah, 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 say something back, or my ego would be like, or ruminated on it 3 days later. And now I'm just like, it's okay. And I'm fine. I'd have felt nothing. I was just nothing but love about it. It's weird and fine. And it's beautiful. And that's a miracle, too. That's
Yes. That's definitely a miracle because I am one for ruminating on things that I'm always trying to clear. Like I'm still thinking about that thing I did when I was like 16 or what. You're like, come on.
why? What
Why am
is
I
that?
doing that? I
What is
know.
a, I know. When's your birthday?
March 14th. So it's coming up.
Oh, wow. Is
So
that
Pisces.
Aquarius? Pisces.
Pisces, yeah.
Pisces. That's right. So water, emotions. You all
Oh
my
my
best
gosh.
are Capricorns, Libras, and Pisces. I don't know how it happens,
That's funny.
but I have the bestest friend. We're going to be best friends now. That's it.
Yay. I'm definitely open to it. It's awesome. I love it.
Awesome.
We're definitely lining up on a lot of things, which I love. So speaking of that, what are some daily practices or routines that you would recommend for people to not only maintain their emotional well-being, but maybe their health and balance?
Oh gosh. Sugar is the biggest, that'll really mess with your everything, your energy, your thought process. I mean, even with like all the like the dark projects, the military projects, they won't allow people on sugar. It takes away psychic abilities, and it takes away the connection to that voice within. Fluoride, 5G, you know, there's things that we can do to help support our technology, to support our system, to live organically and naturally, to connect with God and us. Sleep actually is a biggie, although there's some people who don't ever sleep. Eating decently, whatever that means. You know, everybody has a different highest way of eating, and just to find out like what's best for you. I love all the biohacking, everything. So I love things like ozone therapy, biofeedback, PEMF, hyperbaric chamber, infrared sauna. I have a sound bed. You know, I like anything that could get my body into parasympathetic, like, you know, just get out of fight or flight so I can actually connect. You know, grounding nature. Source code is in all the trees and the grass and the ground and the ocean. We can, oh my God, I love the beach and the mountains. And that's why I really, really, really love where you live and where I used to live, because it's got a pretty good bit of nature and water, both, you know. But yeah, what do you do? I'm curious.
Oh gosh, great question. So sleep has been the one that has eluded me, I should say, since childhood. I would wake up in the middle of the night, I couldn't fall back to sleep for an hour or two. I've been working a lot with my acupuncturist. She's given me some herbs, which so far they've been working really well. I'm able to get like 7+ hours of sleep a night, which is a miracle,
Yay.
considering I would get maybe five to six if I was lucky. So sleep is my main focus. And then I've talked about it a lot on the podcast, but you're gonna hear it again, guys. I do a lot of weight training and strength training. I love it. It's
Ooh.
yeah. I used to do it as a teen in my gym class. I was the only girl other than okay, there's another girl, but she's on the football team, oddly enough. We were the only two in our weight training class because all the other girls were taking aerobics, and I was like, I kind of want to make some muscles. And so I was in weight training. But yeah, I really got back into it a few years ago and I love it. It's just the quantifiable, like, oh, I can add more, 5 more pounds. I like that feeling, So I would say like sleep and weight training for my body. And then definitely for my spirit, it's not watching the news. I try to not watch it. I try to not get into too many discussions about what's going on with anything. And I try not to watch. I used to watch horror movies on the
Oh yeah.
plane, which was like, I still kind of like horror movies, but I try not to watch certain ones. And I maybe watch one or two a year, right? Just because I'm in a mood. It's Halloween or something. So yeah, I try to keep the media and things like,
At
not
bay.
some, at bay, because I don't really need it all up in my mind. And what else? Oh, I do meditation, but I used to do it every day, but now it's like it became more of a chore than something that was like I felt was beneficial. So now I meditate, when I feel like, oh, it's time to meditate, I'll do it. And what else? Let's see. Definitely, and then definitely keeping my diet more balanced. I work with a dietitian, so all of these things. It's a lot of it has to do with my actual physical body health, right? And it helps to like clear the way. Yeah, and I do a lot of, oh, and I do like a devotional practice to all the planets, or every day for the planet we'll do my husband actually got my husband to do it. So we sit and like today is Sunday, so we'll do a devotional to the sun, light a candle, read from the Orphic hymns, kind of like vibe on what the energy is of the sun and how do we instill that in ourselves and reflect it back out to others. What is this, so that's something that is really huge. So all those things.
I love weight training too. I was a trainer for a while, and Dot worked in gyms. My daughter does it too.
Ooh.
And for a while I got out of it, but then when I went back and started CrossFit, dude, I would leap out of there. I was high as a kite. I would
Yeah.
like drag myself there, but freaking fly home. There's something
Yeah.
to that. Like the endorphins and the chemistry of it is just, and you're right about the adding the 5 pounds. I'm not sure how to explain it, but when I could see like the wins, the little
Oh,
wins,
yeah.
it made me like have so much more confidence in other areas in my life that I was like, how did this happen? You know, it's like all of a sudden I felt like I could do everything. And I don't know what that is exactly, but there is something to that. And then going back to the yoga thing, I don't, are you still doing yoga? Do you actually
Not
do
as
yoga?
much, not as much as I need to make more time for it. It's Kundalini yoga, but yeah,
I didn't
I'll do
even know
it.
what that was until like one day I was driving by and I kept getting drawn to this yoga place. And like in my previous spiritual walk, like that was like the devil. And stuff. So I'd be like, oh, you know, I don't want to go to hell, you know, so stupid. But I went, and I remember the first time that I got there, I choose to remember what she even had me do. I mean, it was several of us, and I started bawling. And I was like, what's happening? Felt like a crazy person, had to excuse myself, went to the bathroom, and I'm like, what? You know, just having this emotional alchemy thing happen, and also feeling like guilty about being there and just all that, because that was another life ago, but I mean technically it was still this life, but anyway, I went back and the same thing happened, and it happened 3 times in a row. And then I started, and I know that trauma will store in the organs, but I did not know until after that it actually stores in the muscles. And so when you stretch like different things that you normally wouldn't, which yoga is all about, like the positions and the, you know, like moving things that normally you maybe sit there dormant for like years. I was like, who knows what was coming out of like my solar plex and, you know, things. And I was like, stuff was trapped coming out. And I mean, I'm a believer, firm believer in anything physical, but you're really making me think about all of this with the working out and the yoga, and there's even
Oh,
walking, you know, like taking a walk with God and being in nature and just connecting. But I really think I should do a bigger dive into the whole body part, like you're mentioning. You have to send me some books or something. I want to do that.
I could definitely send you some for sure. On that. Oh gosh, so many things. Yeah, the yoga release thing, 'cause our teacher, it would he would do like an hour and a half classes, right? And it would be the kriya, which would last about 45 minutes, and then you would do like a layout. So you would just lay down for 20 minutes and then do a meditation at the end. So the pacing of it was like lovely, and I really loved it. But yeah, there was definitely a time where he led us through a particular set of kriya. And generally, the idea of Kundalini yoga is to get the shakti, right? The shakti energy to like rise up through your chakras. And there was one where, the pose I was in, I was on all fours and doing a certain type of breathing that he was instructing us to. I could feel my upper back, like there was stuck, like the energy was stuck there. And I knew if I pushed, if I kept doing what we were doing, I was gonna start crying. Like I was literally gonna like start crying in a ball. And I was like, you know what? I don't know if I'm ready to do. So I was like talking to it. I was like, I don't know if I'm ready. I think I need
Yeah.
it. Yeah. So I was like, I need to have this a little. I don't think I can do this all at once. It needs to be more natural. Like I was talking to it, I was like, it needs to be easier for me because I can't let this happen right now. So it's so funny, and it did. Like I was able to kind of like calm it down. But it really wanted to come out. So it's fascinating. That's kind of the experience you had. It was like it needed to come out like right then and there.
It was like I didn't have the control you did. I was
No.
like, oh crap, I was so embarrassed. I was like, what's
Oh.
happening? I'm having an exorcism right now.
Right.
And
Exactly.
I was like,
Totally.
but what's so fascinating is all I did is I posted, going back to the media thing, at the time I said something like, hey, have any of you ever considered, or have you any of you ever tried yoga? And I got like 1200 really mean responses at the time, and this is like 15 years ago or
Oh,
something.
yeah.
And people were just like, oh, that's the devil. Oh, there's, demons and gods and whatever that you're gonna get access. It's like, I never even said I was doing it. I never said any, all I said was, have any of you, what is your, oh, I
Right.
said, what is your experience? That's all I asked. And
Gosh.
so what's funny though is I tried it again. I was like, I'm gonna tippy toe into this like experiment, and I put it out like 10 years later, and I think I got like 400 really mean responses, and then a lot of other people like, oh, it's the best. And now I think it was like 2 years ago I did it again, because I was just like, oh, let's get a little temperature of where we're at in the world. And it was actually pretty normal, like pretty normal response, not a lot of hate. So I don't know if the mantra is working, only God speaks to me, and or if people are just waking up to more, being more open to things that, may serve them in a different way. But yeah, so interesting. I mean, the word yoga just means union. Like,
Yeah.
what the heck? Like, why are people so upset about union? I mean, it's just like the word remember, to remember again, to align with source. It's like, that's not a bad word. So why is yoga bad?
Yeah, so many things to think about of like why people tell you something is bad. I do think your example about yoga is you talked about the Taurus, right? The putting in and putting out. It's you're observing that, oh, it might be getting, there's probably a change happening, right? Like I'm not getting as much flack for even just mentioning yoga, right? So that's fascinating. Oh gosh. So one of the things before we kind of wrap up is you've written some books. Where do you where would you say somebody should start with like your written work to start with that and learn all about that?
My favorite book is The Science of Miracles. I had an encounter with a couple of beings in 2008-ish that just rocked my world and still rock my world. They gave me all of this, all these formulas and information and pictures and imagery that I honestly wasn't sure if I was dreaming or having some bizarre, like, out of body experience or something. I mean, it was life changing, to say the least. And I remember when everything was gone, they just like poofed away. I grabbed a pen, I started just writing everything down I possibly could remember, because I taught on dreams and visions and still teach on dreams and visions. And my teaching and the science of dreams says that when we write it down kinetically, we remember it better. Not just because we have the physical writing, but also because visually we're looking at what we write, and there's just all these things that anchor it in a little more. So my thought process was, if this is a dream and I'm in a dream within a dream, I'm going to write it down in the dream, and then when I wake up, I'm going to write it down also, and then it's really going to stay. Because so many times I'll wake up in the middle of the night and I'll have this crazy awesome dream, and I'll go, oh, I'll remember it because it's so fantastic. I'm gonna remember this. There's no way I could not remember this. And then when I wake up, I'm like, shit, where'd it go? It's like, gone. So, there's something to that whole, whatever you're given, you will be given more if you invest in it and you really, take it as sacred and treasure it. But crazy thing is, I did not wake up from the dream unless we're still in a dream, which we might be, but so I still had this, and I was telling people about some of it, and I was showing, some of the graphs, which I'm not an artist at all, but I tried to like write down some of the formulas of creation and some of the formulas and what talking about like the limbic system and how imagery can't like the limbic system cannot tell the difference between imagination and what's real, whatever real is. And so like going to a horror movie, would your body basically registers that as this is happening, and all the chemicals come with that cancel clear. And also you can have imagery in the positive of like envisioning you and your partner in Hawaii on the beach, and you're getting a phone call about an opportunity that you've been waiting for, and you create it and you like walk it out, and then like all you start it happens. Because your limbic system can't tell the difference. And then that all goes into the field as a radiation. And also your feelings get involved because you're so excited. Then you get that match, and somebody all of a sudden calls you and they're like, hey, did you want to collab on this or whatever? And you're just happy to be, in Waikiki Beach with your husband or whatever. It's like, hey, I remember this. So I talk about the limbic system. I talk about, just the field in general, and have these beautiful artistry cartoons that people pay a lot of money just for the pictures, millions. But yeah, it's about remembering the frequency of love, because authenticity is, one of the highest frequencies. And I believe what I made up is that it's like, it is higher than love, which I didn't think anything could be. But authenticity is so magnetic. And, I think part of the programming is, this competition thing where we want to be like that person and this person and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, there is no competition. Again, we are the ones. No one's like you. Like, why would anyone want to be like you? Because you're you and you're the best you. Why would you want to be like someone else when you could be you? And when you are you and I'm me and we're authentic and our authenticity, that is the highest form of unconditional love for ourselves and for the planet, because we all require one another to have this flower of life balance. Is like every little speck of frequency, even what looks bad and the polarity of whatever we think and made up as black and white and red and blue and gender and all this duality, that's just not real. So yeah, that's my favorite. It's on the website. I actually have it in an audible form too. I didn't want to do that, but I don't like my voice for some reason. And but I only will buy books that the author is actually reading it because of the frequency. I want to, if I'm going to get, it's kind of like American Idol. Like, isn't it funny how you can recognize if someone lived it or if they're reading about it or talking about somebody else? Like, we can feel that. And so I always want the actual author to narrate the book that I'm going to read so I can get the real versus some guy who's going to read your book, but I didn't want to do it because of the voice situation, but then my grandmother went blind and I wanted her to read my book. So I was like, you know what? I'm putting this down and I'm going to do it. And I went in the studio and created that so she could read my book before she passed. So,
Oh.
but yeah, there's a lot of things. If you go to drshornell.com, I have workshops on there, lots of cool workshops. I actually have one coming up on the 2nd of March, teaching on creating an outcome mapping. And, yeah, I'm speaking at a lot of different places coming up. If you guys want to come see me, I would love to see you in real life and hug you and sign books or do whatever you guys want to do. Love on you. And
Yeah.
you're so cool.
You're so cool. It's gonna be a love fest. I love it.
Yeah. Yes.
My gosh. Yeah. Just everything. Yes, everybody, you gotta check out what Dr. Charnel is doing. So many wonderful things. You're gonna like deep dive because her website is chock full of things to get excited about, especially after hearing our conversation. So yeah, you've listed so many wonderful, beautiful words of wisdom. I always ask if there's some final words of wisdom that you would like to leave us with today.
Yeah, thank you for that. I would say a couple things. Number one, if you go to my website right now, I actually just uploaded a free class on how to clear trauma because
Wow.
emotions are a big deal. And what I'm seeing a lot of conversion disorders in my practice, or meaning people, 86% of all physical issues are really emotional. So if we can clear the emotions, the physical will dissipate and we will not have the physical issues anymore. So that is free to anybody. If you go to my website, there'll be like a little pop-up thing and it'll say like, hey, do you want this class? And if you give me your email, I'll send it to you. And then the other thing is I just encourage all of you guys watching to be your authentic self. And I want to thank Marilee and her beautiful light and her radiance and for her podcast and bringing all these amazing people to your realm and for this little portion on the planet to hear, her voice and what she's doing. And thank you for, in the scheme of things and all the stuff, all the options that we have, you're using your voice and your platform for something positive and beautiful. And I just, from my heart, thank you for your service. And
Oh, thank you, Dr. Chanel. It's so beautiful. You're making me cry before I
oh
start. Oh, I love it.
yeah, maybe we'll go to Hawaii together.
Oh my gosh, stop it. I
That would
would
be
love that. It would be
fun.
amazing. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Bless you guys.
Dr. Charnel is such a warm and enthusiastic presence, full of knowledge and wisdom. You gotta check out her True TV YouTube channel and her Science and Miracles book, which really expands your mind. As usual, all her information is in the show notes below. Do remember to like, follow, and subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast platform. It really helps us grow. Thank you for listening and being an important part of Casual Temple.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you get the Planet Fitness Black Card, you can bring a friend anytime you work out. And now through March 13th, get your first month free when you join. You heard that right. Conquer the stair climber with your partner and climb. Enjoy a post-workout recovery session in the hydro massage. And do it all again with access to any of our 2,700 convenient locations. So, you coming? Get your first month free and all the perks with the PF Black Card for just $1 down, $24.99 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends March 13th. See club for details.